Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Living by Design show. I am your host for the evening, Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am ready to kick off 2012. So if you're ready, let's do it. Ready, set, grow, because this is going to be your year for growth. You are going to take this life and love it. That's what we're going to talk about this evening, your life. You only get one opportunity to do it right, one opportunity to live your life, because it's the only one you have. So we're going to make sure you have all the knowledge and all the tools and all the equipment that you need to have a fabulous life. And we're going to start right now in this brand new year. What better time to start? I'm sure you all have selected your resolutions, and you're probably smack in the middle of trying to keep it going and keep the momentum up. Well, that's what I'm here to do, is to help you keep that momentum going. As a matter of fact, I want to start right off the bat by saying I want to invite you to check out my website, sign up for my newsletter. It's a free newsletter, and you will get a free copy of my ebook, How to Motivate, Elevate, and Rejuvenate Your Life in 30 Days. It is a great book. I have received tons of wonderful feedback on it, and I think you will find it very, very valuable. So go to my website, www.chollowayhill.com, and sign up. The sign up icon is on every single one of my pages, so make sure you get your name in there, and I will send you that free ebook. It is great, and it tells you what to do each day for 30 consecutive days, and it's very easy to follow. Today, we are going to talk about how to make your life a wonderful place of existence. Now, I have to say that it's really sad that we live in the type of world that we live in. There's nothing we can do about that, because I know none of you want the alternative, and we know what the alternative is. So, with the statistics being so unbelievably negative like they are about everything, 85% of people don't like their current jobs, they're miserable at work, the divorce rate is 60% and growing. People cheat on their spouses and significant others. They're not happy in their relationships. The prescription drug industry is a multi-billion, almost close to a multi-trillion dollar industry, because antidepressants are one of the highest selling prescription meds known to man. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, high blood pressure medications. Obesity is on the rise because people are turning to food as their comfort, and it's just a really sad epidemic that is sweeping our nation with all of the negativity and the negative energy that's swirling around, and the media messages that we're listening to, the doom and the gloom, and people killing each other and committing suicide and killing their families and their children and their parents, and It's just out of control. All of the fighting that's going on in the political arena. I think it's very sad that there's so limited resources for positive energy flow, to get the positive energy really swirling and flowing around in our universe today. We have so much negativity that it's just left up to us to find the positive flow and the positive messages and the positive information and incorporate that into our lives. And that's what I am going to do today. I am going to, over the next several weeks, we're going to be talking about your life, what you're passionate about, how to set goals. Starting next week, I am going to go through each step in my book, Emotional Bailout. There are 9 principles for rising when your world is falling. And each week, I'm going to focus on one principle of that book. And that is going to be how we're going to kick off this new year. Tonight, we're going to talk about how to take your life and love it, and some things that you can start doing to prepare yourself or motivate and rejuvenate and energize yourself to keep going with whatever your New Year resolution is. So that's what the topic is tonight, and I want you to get out a pen and paper and feel free to take notes, or if you're listening to this live, that's great. Please feel free to call in. The dial-in number is in the chat room right there. It's 646-478-3060, so please dial in and ask any questions that you may have as we continue our discussion today. Now, the first question I want to ask is, what makes you happy? Do you know what makes you happy? Now, that is a very big question to ask yourself, because very few people actually know the answer. And most people will quickly come back with the answer of money or possessions of some sort. It's always a tangible answer, something tangible that you can hold in your hand, like money or possessions or diamonds or a new car or a new house or things like that. We always think about things, possessions, to make us happy, but you really need to try to dig a little bit deeper. Go to a deeper level. And when I say go to a deeper level, think about what makes you happy on the inside. Of course, everyone wants to be out of debt and they want to have big, beautiful homes and nice, fancy cars. Sure. But let's take it a little deeper. On the inside, what makes you truly jump out of bed in the morning, anxious to face the world? What makes your soul just soar to new heights and want to just really take on the world? What energizes your soul? What makes you feel like you can conquer the world? That's what you need to ask yourself, because that's what I want you to focus on over the next several weeks. As you think about what makes you happy, you're likely to discover your passion somewhere in those thoughts. And I'm not telling you to go out and quit your job and launch your life into your passion. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's up to you. But what I am saying to you is that when you have something in your life that really rejuvenates you and elevates your soul and your spirit to a whole nother level of positivity, it's going to energize your body in a way that you just can't imagine. And that energy is very important, because our bodies are made up of energy. We consist of energy. If you rub your foot across the carpet and touch someone or touch something metal, you'll feel a shock. That's because we're made up of energy. If we're going into cardiac arrest, you've seen the TV shows, the doctor shows on TV, they'll get the paddles out and they will shock you with energy waves. And that's because your heart is beating because of the energy sources within your body. So you have a lot of leeway and you have great capability to make a difference in the energy level within your body. So think about whatever energizes you and start adding that to your daily routine. You can kind of divide up your day. It doesn't have to be so routine all the time. That's really what causes your energy to drain in the first place. When your day is just so mundane and routine and you don't have any excitement and you're going in doing the same thing day in, day out, you're not even trying to step out of your comfort zone, that causes your energy level to just be drained. So try to think of some diversions that you can do on a daily basis, whatever excites you and makes you happy. Start divvying up your day in different ways and bringing in some new and exciting things into your day so that you can change up the routine. Another thing I want you to do, in addition to building up your energy, well, exercise is another great way to build up your energy, but I know a lot of you may not like exercise, but you can do fun exercises, things that are stimulating for you. And if you don't like to get out and jog and run, okay, don't do that, but do some fun like dancing. If you like listening to music, you can dance along with the music right in the privacy of your own home. So think of ways to build up your energy and get the energy flowing throughout your body, because that's really going to make a huge difference in your mindset. Learn how to manage your stress. That's the second thing I want to talk about here today. Managing your stress is such a major way to learn to enjoy your life and love your life. Stress can control us, it can knock us to our knees, and it can take us down. When you are overwhelmed with the bad stress, and I'll say the bad stress because not all stress is bad. There's some stress that's very good, and it can really get you motivated. But when you're overwhelmed with bad stress and you're worrying all the time and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet and you're totally focusing all of your thoughts and energy on what's bad in your life, what you don't have, it can affect your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, your life in general. And it will cut years off your life. If you stay in that chronic state of overwhelming stress long enough, it will take its toll on you. And you will start to believe that you can't do anything. Nothing's going to be better. It's always going to be this way. You're never going to be happy. And when you tell yourself things like that, I'll just put it this way. When you hate your life hates you back. Now, I know that sounds weird, but it's true. If you love your life will love you back. So just keep that in mind. Your life is going to give you whatever you give it. So if you're always miserable and you're always focusing on your stress level and all the things in your life that you don't like, then all those things are going to continue to grow. But if you learn to manage your stress, and just don't sweat the small stuff. What good is it going to do you to hold on to these things that you're keeping in your mind? Ask yourself the question, whatever it is you're stewing about right now, if you're really angry about something someone said to you or something someone did to you, ask yourself the question, how important is this going to be 5 minutes from now? 5 hours from now? 5 days from now? 5 months from now? 5 years from now. Now, the more the time goes up, the less important it becomes. So ask yourself that question now so that you don't waste valuable time stewing over whatever this situation is that you're stewing over. Instead of keeping your mind focused on what's not right, learn to change your thoughts to things that are great in your world, things that are just really wonderful. We can all think of wonderful things going on in our life. We can all think of reasons to love our life if we really wanted to. There are so many things that you have that you're just not paying attention to, that you take for granted. Love your life for everything you already have. Love your life for what you are yet to receive. Think about what it is that you want to receive and keep your focus there. Love your life for your friends, the journeys that you've experienced, the memories that you have, the home that you live in, the life that you currently have, the job that you're currently engaged in. Love your life for waking up this morning and being in good health, the gifts that you received at Christmas time, the jokes that you heard at work that made you laugh, your health, your children, your grandchildren, your family, your loved ones, the people that came home from the war, everything that you can think of that's positive, and there's so many things. The first day you met your significant other or your spouse, go back to those pleasant memories, how you looked at each other when you went on your first date, when you had your first kiss, when you had your first child, when you graduated from high school. The list goes on and on and on. And if you just think about these things and stay focused on those types of things, more wonderful things will come into your life. I promise you, it is so true. It happens because that is how I changed my life around. I turned my life around, and it is a living testimony. So that's how you manage your stress. That's how you keep yourself in a positive state of mind, and you move yourself to the next level of positivity and cognitive awareness and get your stress under control to the point where you can move to the next level in life. And whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and whatever it is you're trying to achieve, you keep that focus in your mind. And that takes me to the next comment I want to make, which is affirmations. Learn the power of these two words. I'm going to give you two words, and I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write this down because this is very powerful. I want you to write down the words, I am. I am. And I want you to fill in anything you want to fill in behind those two words, but make sure it's positive words, whatever you want. You can have 100 gazillion statements of I am, just as long as everything behind that is positive, such as, I am confident, I am successful, I am beautiful, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am abundantly blessed. I am whatever you want to be behind those words, I am, write it in there. And that should be your daily, morning, new routine. That's what I would like for you to do. And when you do that over and over and over again, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, write it down. Every day you can have something new. That's why I want you to download my ebook, sign up for my newsletter so that I can send you my free ebook. Because that's one of the things in the ebook. Every day you have something new that I tell you to do. It's 30 days of rejuvenating and elevating your life to a whole new level. And every day of those 30 days, I tell you to do one thing. And this is one of the things. I want this affirmation to be very powerful for you. And the power of the words I am are just off the charts. Because it's in the present. I know a lot of affirmations are I will be, they're in the future, I will be and I will have, but the power of the present takes on a whole new meaning, and that's why I want you to have the words I am, because that puts it in the current state of existence as you want it today. When you put it out in the future, it takes a while for it to come to you. But if you consistently, every day, over and over, say to yourself, I am whatever it is you're trying. Let's say you're trying to lose weight. Your New Year resolution is to lose weight. Then the way you would phrase that is you would say, I am 25 pounds lighter. I am 50 pounds lighter. I am beautiful. I am shapely. I am leaner, I am smaller, whatever it is you want, that's what I want you to put behind those words, okay? Also along those lines, I want you to start learning how to relax, meditate, pray. Maybe some of you already pray, but learn the real true power of prayer. When you pray, try not to just quote scriptures from the Bible and your mind is not really there. It's kind of words just kind of circulating around in your head or words just kind of coming out of your mouth. I have heard people pray over their food, and I can tell that they're really not into it. They're just kind of saying the words because it's a routine. It's kind of a comfort zone habit type of thing that they do all the time. But when I say pray, I want you to truly connect yourself. I want your mind to be very focused on who you're talking to. When you're praying, who are you praying to? Who are you talking to? That's what I want you to be thinking about when you say your prayers. And I want you to meditate, and I want you to close your eyes and take some time throughout the day, whether it's in the evening hours or the morning or whatever time of day is best for you. And I want you to focus on what it is you want in life, whatever goal it is you're trying to accomplish. I want you to meditate, close your eyes, and see yourself there. See yourself in that situation. See yourself as what it is, you're whatever you're trying to be, whatever it is you're trying to get to, wherever you're trying to go, whatever you're trying to be, see yourself as that. and pretend as if you're already there and you can see it, smell it, taste it, feel it. All five of your senses are engaged and you are truly in the moment. And I want you to stay there and meditate for at least 15 or 20 minutes and then pray and make sure you know exactly who you're praying to. Some other ways to relax and just get your body to a very, very easy, relaxed state of mind is by taking a nice hot warm bath. That's a great way to just relax and meditate and just let yourself go. Listening to music and dancing, that's another way to just really relax and get some exercise in at the same time. These are ways that you can appreciate life and love life. And also, I want to make sure that you understand the power of relationships. Our lives and who we are and how we accomplish whatever it is we want to accomplish, relationships have such a major role in all of that. People need other people. We are all connected on this planet. We're all God's people, and we are all connected in one way or the other. And whatever it is we're trying to accomplish, we need someone to be there to help us, whether it's from a place of support, or whether it's from a place of getting us that job or promotion we want, or whether it's from a place of being in the type of relationship that we'd like to be in. People are involved and relationships are involved in some manner. So I want you to think about and appreciate and learn to love the relationships that you currently have, and then the new relationships that you crave or that you would like to have will grow and they will come to your life. If you've got some old leftover friendships that were broken and there was no closure and you just kind of left them hanging, or you're still stewing or resentful or angry with someone over a broken friendship or a broken relationship, go back and repair that. It's okay to revisit it and call that person up and try to bring closure so that you can forgive and let it go. Forgiveness is for you, not the other person. You're responsible for your life. This is your life that I'm talking about right now, and I want you to learn to love it. That's what this show is about. Take this life and love it. So I want you to learn the power of forgiveness and forgive whatever it is that is still hanging out there so that you can move on and live a life of abundance. And last but certainly not least is make sure you have healthy emotions. Everything we do in life touches our emotions in some type of way. So what conditions are your emotions in, and what controls your emotions? And that's what I'm going to be talking about over the next several weeks in the next upcoming sessions and episodes here on the Living by Design show. Your emotional health, what controls your emotions? Because there's so many things that can control our emotions, but we allow it. We allow our finances, our health, our relationships, our job. There's so many things that we allow to control our emotions, but I want you to think about what is controlling your emotions and what are you still holding on to that's holding you back from loving your life and having the type of life that you want to have. Because you can have whatever you want to have in life. You just have to be in control of your emotions. You have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. You have to be willing to change your thoughts and know what's in your mind at all times. And be willing and understand how to move those negative thoughts out of your mind and replace them with healthy thoughts that are beneficial for you. I always say, if it doesn't fit, omit. You always should be spring cleaning. You should always be at a mindset or a place where you're willing to detox and clean out your old toxic emotions and beliefs. Everything that lives in your subconscious is right there for you to remove. And everything that's in your subconscious comes from previous experiences, things you've been through, people you've met, books you've read, everything you've been through in life lives in your subconscious, and you need to assess what's in there sometimes. Sometimes you need to go down in there and just dig around and ask yourself, what do I believe about myself, about life, about the world, about success, about my family, my friends, my work, my job, everything? And if you have some toxic beliefs that don't sound right, are not getting you anywhere, then get rid of them and replace them with new healthy beliefs of whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. So I want to leave you with that positive thought. Think about what's controlling your emotions, because next week we're going to take on the first principle in my book, The 9 Principles for Rising When Your World is Falling, Emotional Bailout. And the first principle is principle number 1, who are you? And this is a good segue in and a good start. So we thank you very much for joining us. I am so excited, and I'm very optimistic about this upcoming new year. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and remember, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. I'll see you this time next week on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.